This morning, you're going to get the shortest sermon you've ever heard. Yes, that's true. We've had sermon through baptism, through the witness. But I want you to just to meditate on something really short here. And those of you that were baptized, listen carefully. I think it was 1996. 96 through 2000, that's when they showed the length of it was. But 96, I was watching something, and you know how they put the previews of something? And one of these shows caught my eye, and the interest, too. Here's the plot. A little boy, a genius little boy, prodigy little boy, taken away from the parents because they realize that this is a super genius kid. They take him to the center and they start extracting all that knowledge that he has from him. He starts growing up. He gets to be old enough where he could realize that all that information they're extracting from him, it's being used for evil purposes. So when he gets older, he escapes from the center, and for the rest of his life, he's going from state to state, from trying to figure out, number one, his identity, who he is, and in doing so, he is able to pretend he could be anyone he wants to. In other words, the title of the series was The Pretender. The Pretender. And I still remember a scene of this lady in the hospital. By the way, his name was Jared. And Jared was sort of like an occupational MacGyver. Remember MacGyver? He could create a bomb out of peanut butter and jelly and some Clorox. I don't know how he did that, but those of you that have seen him, Jared was an occupational MacGyver. And I remember this scene. He went into this hospital, and there was a lady that was there that was diagnosed wrong, and he was hearing what the doctor was saying, and then the doctor, by the way, he was dressed as a doctor, and he knew how to do all that stuff. When the doctor left, he just kind of went over to the bed where they had the charts. This is the time when they had charts, not all this electronic stuff. And he pulls the chart out, and he's reading what the doctor has diagnosed, and then he gets his pen out, and he starts crossing it out because he's saying, no, that's wrong. This is what she has, and this is what she really needs. And when he's putting back the chart, the lady wakes up, looks at him, and she says, are you a doctor? And he looks at her and says, I am today. The pretender. In this devotional, there's a devotional here titled, Don't Be a Pretender. Do not be a pretender. If you have your Bibles, open your Bibles to John 14:12. John 14 and verse 12. This is what it says. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father. You and I, and those of you that were baptized this morning, you and I have been called to be representatives of Jesus Christ here on this earth. And the promise is that we will do the works that He did. And then it says, and greater works than these we will do. Unfortunately, the world sees Christianity, and the world judges all Christians based on what some Christians do. So for the world, when they see Christians cheating and lying, especially if they have a business where you know they're kind of not very honest with certain things, practices that they do, and they claim to be representatives of Jesus Christ. They claim to be ambassadors of Jesus Christ. And yet I say to you that they are only pretenders. They pretend to be something that they're really not. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Now, what is light used for? To shine. Are you shining for Jesus Christ? Jesus also said, you are the salt of the world. Now, those of you that cook, you know that salt is good when it's sprinkled just a little bit. I remember when I was doing literature evangelism, and it was my turn to cook the rice. And I cooked the rice. As a matter of fact, I overcooked the rice. And it was gummy. And when I tasted it, and remember there were 6, 7 of us, and I had to cook for all them, and I tasted that rice, I must have added a cup of salt or something. It was salty. And you know what I did to fix it up? I did one of the MacGyver things. I got a whole gallon of milk. And I poured it in, and then I got a whole bunch of sugar. I said, I'm going to make rice with milk. It did not turn really good. We're cooking for you tomorrow, ladies. We're going to be pretending we're cooks. Jesus Christ said that the pretenders and the real Christians have to be together. Just like the sheep and the goats. You know, sheep and the goats, you could kind of tell who's who or what's what. But he also made it an illustration with the weed and the good plant. That when they're growing together, you don't want to go out and weed the garden because you might accidentally pull out the good plant and leave the weed there. Now, in this congregation, we're all good plants. But the Lord says that other congregations have weeds. And in the story, the servant says, should I go pull them out? And he says, no, don't pull them out. Just let them grow together. Because the way you will know, the way you'll be able to separate them is by the fruit that they will give. Do not be a pretender. You know, we could pretend to be a Christian all we want, but the Lord knows our heart. The Lord knows every inch and every centimeter of our heart, and He knows exactly what's in there. My suggestion: give it all to Jesus Christ and ask Him to come into our hearts and cleanse us from within. Do not be a pretender. You have made a commitment. Four of you made a commitment this morning. Many of us have made a commitment sometime before. Is it time to stop pretending? Only you know. Only I know. Do not be pretenders. I'll just finish with this last paragraph. It rests with us to walk in the light, to make the most of every opportunity and privilege, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, and so we shall work the works of Christ and ensure for ourselves treasures in heaven. And the greatest treasure that I want to see in heaven, the pearl of great price, is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How about you? I would like for you to open your hymnals to number 306. And may this be a commitment, a prayer of commitment as you're singing this hymn, Draw Me Nearer. Draw Me Nearer. And I would like to invite all of you, let's stand together and sing our closing hymn.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and have told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith, and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. May my soul look up with a steadfast look, and my all be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as with a friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
I don't know about you, but I want to be drawn nearer to Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. I want to thank you for Kathy and Ernie and Joshua and James, that today they have given their life to you. I want to pray for each one of the mothers here. Pray that you may continue to bless them and strengthen them, as some of them continue to pray for children that are not in your ways. And Father, I want to pray for each guest that is here this morning. I want to pray that the Holy Spirit may be with them. I want to pray that the Holy Spirit may be helping them in every trial that they're facing, whether it be financial or physical, mental. Be with them, Father. Continue to guide and to care and provide for them. And I want to pray for our congregation, that we may continue to be the light that you want us to be. Most of all, Father, I pray that you may help us to stop pretending. Help us to be genuine Christians. Help us to be more like Jesus. Draw us nearer and nearer is my prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.